Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Join me, Chanel Danton, on the search for truth and guidance through conversations and content around the cosmic moments that can bring about exponential growth. You are invited to discover tools and techniques to manage challenges, master transitions, manifest abundance, and live your best life. The time for cosmic moments is now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming on to the Cosmic Moments podcast today. B helps women manifest abundance and love by breaking through their manifestation blocks. She's worked with thousands of clients to supercharge their manifesting powers using her unique skills and intuition. Welcome, B.
Thanks for having me.
I want to jump in straight in to your background and your training, how you came about this program that you've put together around manifestation and the power of manifestation.
So what happened was I was at a really bad place in my life. I was stuck in a job that I really hated, that I didn't like. I hated to get up in the mornings and go there, and I was in an abusive relationship with a very abusive guy who limited my freedom. And once I realized that I kind of manifested all of these bad things into my life, that I was responsible for it somehow, and that I had created that, that I had the power to uncreate it and create better things in my life.
So you're saying that all the shit things that were happening, you had actually manifested and created that in your life?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And so it was a place of taking responsibility and ownership of where you'd found yourself.
Yes.
How did you come about this realization?
So I had one in. I thought, why did all this happen to me? And I just realized, I read so much. I read a lot from Tony Robbins, then about the law of attraction. And suddenly it all came together and it made sense. I realized that I had this belief that I am not enough, I'm not smart enough to earn more money, and that I needed a guy to take care of me, that I'm not able to take care of me myself, that I need a strong man in my life. And then I realized that, it became so clear to me one day, because I watched The Secret, and I started to think positive about it, about my situation and things, but it would not change the way that I wanted. So I dug deeper. I thought, okay, there must be something that I can do, that I can change, so that my situation changes.
Mm-hmm. And so then what did you do? How did you change?
I started to work on my limiting beliefs, which I also call manifestation blocks, because my limiting beliefs were actually the reason why I was at this shitty place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to work on them. That's like really the first basic thing to do. If you're at home, if you're in a bad place like that, you have to look at yourself, because if you have created a life like that, that means you're able to uncreate it, take responsibility, take the power, and change things around. And you do that by first really realizing it and looking at your life. Look back at your life and check on what patterns do come up in your life. Do you always end up in bad jobs with bad bosses, for example? There might be an underlying thing that you think that you two are not enough, or you don't have the right education, you're too young, or you're too old, whatever it is, there must be something. So really look at patterns that happen in your life. And from there, once you then realize, oh, this is happening in my life, this is repeating it all the time, there must be something that there is one commonality, and that's you in all of these situations. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a pill to swallow. But it's always you. Right. Okay, so when you discovered that it was you, how did you then start unlayering those patterns to actually dissolve those limiting beliefs?
So a first step is to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself that you have created that. Stop feeling resentment towards the situation, towards yourself maybe. And you really have to practice that. If you come from a bad place, from low vibe energy like fear or desperation or anything like that, then your life, well, it will be hard to change your life basically if you're on low vibe. So you need to get on better, to a better place by forgiving yourself, by practicing self-love. I mean, the thing is done. You're already in the situation. It's like that. You just need to accept it. You need to forgive yourself. You need to give yourself self-love that it happened.
What about, okay, I see what you're saying here, but what about someone that maybe used the self-limiting beliefs to self-sabotage themselves in a relationship, and then they go into this space where they start realizing, oh, the pattern is me, or maybe it's a job that they've managed to find themselves being fired from, whatever that may be, and then they come into the space of going, okay, I want to change this limiting belief system. How do they then let go of the regret or the guilt or the shame that's around that self-limiting belief?
Yeah, I was there too, right? I thought about myself, how could I be so stupid? And I was judging myself for all the things that I had done, but I realized that I needed to turn all this resentment and fear and judgment into faith and love. So each time when I started to think about and regretting things that I've done, I stopped myself. I just said, okay, stop. Mm-hmm. And what can you learn from this? Or what did you learn from this? And I use statements like, I choose faith instead of fear. And I choose love instead of fear or judgment. Things like that. And I'd also would ask questions like, what would it take for me to get to a better place? What would it take for me to have a better job? What would it take for me to feel and know that I am enough? So I would ask these different questions. I would meditate. I would connect to the universal energy or universe or God or whatever you may call it, and just have faith into a higher power, have faith in myself, and ask these questions. Because if you basically change the questions that you ask, you'll start to get better answers.
So yeah. What is the science behind this manifestation? Like, you know, there's so many people that think that all of this is just woo-woo. It's coming into a space of fantasy. What science proves it? Or maybe you want to tell us about your success stories.
So there's so much science about that, right? Mm-hmm. For example, there is the science about selective perception or selective awareness. So basically, if you think if you're looking for the positive, you'll find the positive. If you're looking for the negative, you will find the negative. A little exercise can be, if everybody looks around now and just counts the things, the red things that they see. The perception suddenly change and they see so many red things. They may even call brown being red just to be just to have a success.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. or there are various studies done. There is the study by a Japanese researcher called Dr. Imoto, which did a water experiment. I don't know if you're familiar with that. He did an experiment where he labeled two different cups of water, one with bad affirmations like "I hate you," "I want to kill you," really bad things, and the other one he labeled with very much, very, very loving statements like "I love you," "You're amazing," and things like that. And then he looked at the water under the microscope. And what he discovered was amazing. The crystals that had been attached with the negative statements formed really ugly crystals. And the water that was had positive affirmation set formed really beautiful, gorgeous crystals.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that really happens, but it's just a proof that if you're positive towards yourself, towards your situation, things will change and will shift around.
Yeah, I do actually love that.
Another,
so, I love that example. I actually use that in some of my workshops with, and around that, it's, you know, that we're 80%, I think it's 80% water. And so those vibrations within ourselves actually change when those negative words are spoken to us or to ourselves. So yeah, I do. I love that that example. Were you going to give us something else?
I have another example from Dr. Joe Dispenza, who wrote in his book about a study that was done in Israel at a hospital, and that was about blessing. So there were two groups, and they had the same illnesses, and they divided the patients into two groups.
Mm-hmm.
And one group was sent blessings and prayers and good intentions, and the other control group didn't receive these good prayers. And they literally found that the group that received these positive prayers got much faster well, and much, in general, much better.
Wow.
And
I've never heard of this one.
Yes.
Incredible. Wow.
Yes, it's so amazing. It's really, really amazing. And this was done at a hospital. Real scientists, researchers, this is like real statistics. And
wow.
Real science. And I believe that there's still so much that we humans cannot measure at the moment, or haven't tried to measure. But there is just so much proof.
And what about your clients? Can you tell us a little bit about maybe success stories, either with yourself or with your clients? Obviously not sharing any personal details of your clients, but just to get an understanding of this program.
Yes, sure. So I had a client, for example, who was $25,000 in debt.
Mm.
And she did not really know how she would pay that back and how to do that, and so struggling with money. And after working with me, she had a new job and got a raise in that job by $25,000. That was really cosmic and work.
So what tools did you give her then? What cosmic tools did you give her to get to that space? Like, that's amazing. I'm sure a lot of people would want to implement that.
So first thing that I do with my clients is I go through their limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So we discover what limiting beliefs they have. Usually, of course, we have multiple limiting beliefs, but there is very often like one or two key limiting beliefs that are stopping you from getting to the next level.
But limiting beliefs are not are often very... limiting beliefs are often subconscious, mm-hmm. are they not? Like, I mean, you know, if someone was having a limiting belief and they were going, okay, I'm going to be happy now, I'm going to be happy, yet they had a subconscious thing that was stopping them from being happy, how do you identify the subconscious belief?
So I interview them, I talk to them, and then I already get an idea, because someone from outside usually has a better look on you, right? And I have a very good intuition for that. I have had this gift since I was a child. I don't know how or where this comes from, but when I see a person and I see and know what they do, I know where they should go next and how they can get there. But I also do have a list of limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
that I give my clients, and we also go through them, because once they see the list, that's also easier for them to just discover, oh, okay, wow, I have this limiting belief. It mm-hmm. never occurred to me. And now that I see it on black and white, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I have this limiting belief.
So once you've identified their limiting belief, what's the next step then?
So I give them exercises to do at home. For example, they need to figure out what they exactly want to have
mm-hmm.
and why they want to have it. And they really need to quantify the goal. For example, it may be someone who lives in Australia and their parents live in the UK, and they want to be a better daughter. And then I say, okay, being a better daughter is nice, but you need to, what does that exactly mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you quantify it? So for one client, that meant, for example, flying to the UK once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quantifiable, right? That's very tangible, a tangible goal. It's not too, you can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you have a goal, okay, I want to fly once a year to UK, you can do something about it.
Right.
And, and we create all of this. And then I also use energy healing
mm-hmm.
to tap into their energy field, of my client's energy field, and remove manifesting blocks. I work with the universe, with the energy, and literally just remove blocks or help them to remove these blocks.
Can you do that from afar, or do you have to be with the person to do that?
I can do that from afar.
Okay, interesting. Okay, how does that work? I'm always a bit skeptical about energy healing from afar, so I want to just understand it a bit better.
Energy doesn't really know time, space, right? The energy mm-hmm. is everywhere at the same time. We are all connected.
Mm.
And that's why it's like psychics or mediums work. They also do not need to be next to someone, basically, to do a reading.
Yeah.
Because they can just connect. I give them statements to do every day. What would it take? Statements tailored to their needs, to their goals, so they can practice that at home. And that shifts their focus, it shifts their perception. Even if someone doesn't really believe in energy healing,
mm-hmm.
You still get tools, tangible tools that you can work with, because that often helps as well. With really understanding and changing the focus, knowing what you want, starting to removing your blocks yourself by saying these statements as what would it take for me to believe in myself? And when you ask that, you'll definitely get a new creative answer somehow. You'll get a new intuition, or you change your perception so much that you notice something different, that you get a different answer for yourself, and that really helps changing and removing blocks, removing limiting beliefs, and replacing them with positive ones.
Would limiting beliefs be attached to negative attachment as well, or connected to negative attachment?
How do you mean that exactly?
Like, for instance, in a relationship, you have a limiting belief that you maybe can't do better, but maybe there's also a subconscious negative attachment to a person. I mean, you know, you and your experience in abusive relationships, do you think that that played into that in a way, or is there no kind of connection at all?
So that I had an attachment, a negative attachment to that person?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. There was a codependent relationship, mm-hmm. I would say. And yeah, there is always these attachments and fears that maybe I cannot do better, or I cannot find somebody else. These underlying negative beliefs and thoughts about oneself, or about the world, about the relationship itself.
Yeah.
So these play a big role, definitely.
Wow. Okay. So that would be part of your step where you identify their subconscious limiting beliefs and their negative attachments, and then you'd go into the energy healing to remove those negative attachments, and then provide affirmations for them to continue doing the work on their own. Is that correct in my understanding?
Yes. Yes.
And so then what happens then? So once they have their affirmations, what kind of support do you give to kind of see how they're getting along with it?
So that's over a period of 3 months. I work with mm-hmm. people every 2 weeks, and during that period, as I said, we do first we uncover these beliefs and we remove them, and we set out new goals and have affirmations. And during that time, also my clients start to take guided action. So not action out of desperation or fear, but out of being more confident and knowing what they want, being more clear about what they want. And I support them along the way, because it's 3 months, it's a process. And when they have questions, they can come to me. We talk about that. We talk about the actions they want to take. And I just support them to change things around and to take the action that is needed to be taken. And very often, new opportunities come up because they are at a better place. They are more positive. And if you're more positive, then other positive things will resonate with you and find the way to you.
Amazing. We'll put your details, your link to your Facebook group, a free meditation that you're offering, as well as your website in our show notes. A show staple that we have is a book that you would books that you would recommend.
Sure. So I love practical guides. So, and I love the book The Magic by Rhonda Byrne, which is a 28-day gratitude practice. I don't know if you know that book.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
It's amazing, isn't it? I really love that book. I do it at least once a year. And then I also love Make Cause Miracles by Gabby Bernstein, which is also a 40-day practical guide to turn your life around and change things. And I love, love practical guides like that, because reading about something and the theory is great, but then doing something with little exercises is amazing, I think.
True. What is your website for everyone to go to?
It's alicet.com. So it's like the name Alice and then TT.
Great. And Bea is also offering Cosmic Moment listeners a free introductory call. And if you choose to sign up to any of her programs, tell her you're a Cosmic Moments listener and you'll get 10% discount on any of the offerings you wish to sign up on.
Yeah, so they can find the link for a free call on my website as well, and they can just click on it, schedule a call with me, and it's just as simple as that.
Wonderful.
And during that call, we will discover what is currently blocking them and where they really want to go.
Your favorite quote that you'd like to share with our listeners, one that's really moved you, progressed you in your cosmic trajectory of life.
The universe sends you what you ask for, whatever you ask for.
It's been such a pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you so much for all your wonderful insights.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's been really wonderful. And I look forward to hearing back from some of our cosmic listeners that do sign up with you to see how they progress on your manifestation program.
Great.
If you found today's episode inspirational and informative, please consider joining me on Patreon. I'll put the link in the show notes, as this helps me fund these passion projects, help more people on their transformative journeys, and give information on an ongoing basis. Please hit subscribe if you like this so that you're notified every time we post a new episode. And join us on Facebook at Cosmic Moments for information about upcoming retreats, or you can head over to cosmicmoments.com. Have a cosmic day, and I look forward to connecting with you more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.